Whoever you are, we welcome you. Wherever you come from, we welcome you. Whomever you love, we welcome you. My name is Melissa Carvel-Zemer. It's my privilege to serve as the minister of this congregation. I'm joined in welcoming you this morning by Sophie Smith, who's serving as our worship associate, our director of religious education, Karen Lapidus, and our music director, Hal Walker. To face the world's coldness, a chalice of warmth. To face the world's terrors, a chalice of courage. To face the world's turmoil, a chalice of peace. May its glow fill our spirits, our hearts, and our lives.
In the holy quiet of this hour, we pause to reflect. This is a sacred time that cannot be taken from us. These few minutes of calm in an often hectic week, the island of serenity in an ocean of events, this peaceful interlude in the midst of a warring world, we sit here to receive the blessings of life. The memories that drift across our minds, the hopes harbored in those few moments, the dream we dare to conjure in the magic of this time. Come, let us worship together.
Our next door neighbors love to decorate their yard for the holidays. They have an abundance of lights and wreaths and Santas and snowmen, angels and reindeer. And they also display a sign that states, "Chill out." And for some reason, the sign does not face the street to offer those who walk by or drive by this sage advice, but rather the sign faces our house. And more specifically, it faces the window of my office. And I like to think that this isn't so much a message from my neighbors, but a message from the universe to chill out, to be calm, and to seek serenity in the midst of the busy holiday season. So this morning, I invite all of us to chill out together as we engage in a meditation that will guide us to be present to the here and the now.
Wise words from the Venerable Thich Nhat Hanh. We all want to do something to help the world suffer less. But we know that when we're not peaceful, when we don't have enough compassion in us, we can't do much to help the world. We ourselves are at the center. We have to make peace and reduce the suffering in ourselves first, because we represent the world. Peace, love, and happiness must always begin here, with ourselves. There is suffering, fear, and anger inside us. And when we take care of it, we are taking care of the world. Imagine a pine tree sitting in a yard. If that pine tree were to ask what it should do, what is the maximum a pine tree can do to help the world, our answer would be very clear. You should be a beautiful, healthy pine tree. You help the world by being your best. That's true for humans also. The basic thing we can do to help the world is to be healthy, solid, loving, and gentle to ourselves. Then when people look at us, they will gain confidence. They will say, if he can do that, if she can do that, so can I. So anything you do for yourself, you do for the world. Don't think that you and the world are two separate things. When you breathe in mindfully and gently, when you feel the wonder of being alive, remember that you're also doing this for the world. Practicing with that kind of insight, you will succeed in helping the world. You don't even have to wait until tomorrow. You can do it right now, today. Each time we gather for worship, we set aside time to widen the caring ministry of this congregation. We take time to memorialize those who have died, to celebrate with those who are joyous, and to call into this community of care those who need our love and support. We all come this morning wanting to share our love and support with the people of Newtown, Connecticut. And so we will light 28 candles. One for each person who died on Friday. One candle for each of those lives born precious. And one more candle. This one for the over 30,000 people who were killed in the United States this year by guns. Oh, imperative of hope, Spirit of compassion, God of love, we gather with broken hearts. Unfathomable tragedy in our hearts, on our minds. We pray for each of the beautiful children who lost their lives. May their families not be alone in this. May they know outpouring of support, generosity, care, attention, love to help them in their healing. May the community be gathered together. May compassion reign among them and in our own hearts. In the midst of violence, help us to establish peace in our hearts. Help us to practice peace in our lives. Help us to commit ourselves again to the work of creating peace. It's our work. To it, each of us has been called. May we answer as faithfully as we can. Amen, and blessed be.
How can I be grateful in times of grief and sadness? How can I breathe, have faith, and let it go? How can I feel the joy with that easy kind of gladness? Well, life just keeps throwing changes I never would have chose. Well, I'm traveling life's terms on life terms, but it's not easy, nobody to show me the road. I'm seeking one love in the rough roads and the rocks ahead of me, singing out a song full of love. How can I travel this road when the changes are never ending? How can I follow a path when I'm tired and getting old? My winding, turning, broken hearts are busy mending. And the memories of this highway are staring me in the soul. And life turns on life turns, but it's not easy. Nobody to show me the road. I'm seeking one love in the rough roads and the rocks ahead of me, singing out a song full of love. How can I travel this road when the changes are never ending? How can I follow a path when I'm tired and getting old? My winding, turning, broken hearts are busy mending, and the memories of this highway stare me in the soul. I'm traveling life turns on life turns, but it's not easy, nobody to show me the road. I'm seeking one love in the the rough roads and the rocks ahead of me, singing out a song full of love. It's not that bad, I'm just a little tired, waiting for the freedom and the beauty. I know that these hard times of change will come and go. I'll never give up, I'll never give in, but the load in my heart is heavy. I'm waiting for the sun to shine, and I know I'll be heading home. You know I'm living through these times with gratitude and patience. I'm seeing how the rough roads are bound to make me grow. When something breaks me, let my body feel the changes, and let me be the witness to the wisdom of my soul. Well, I'm traveling, life turns on life turns, but it's not easy. Nobody to show me the road. I'm seeking one love in the rough roads and the rocks ahead of me, singing out a song full of love. Singing out a song full of love.
An elder Cherokee was teaching his grandchildren about life. He said to them, "A fight is going on inside me. It is a terrible fight, and it's between two wolves. One wolf represents fear, anger, envy, sorrow, regret, grieved, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other stands for joy, peace, love, hope, sharing, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, friendship, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too." The children thought about it for a minute, and then one child asked the grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee replied, "The one you feed."
Seeking serenity, calm, tranquility, peace. We chose this as the theme of our service this morning because we know that this time of year can be particularly hectic, emotionally complicated, and especially full. The older we get, the more likely it is that the winter holiday season is laced through with bittersweet. Sweet memories, painful losses, new joys, little disappointments, all tumbling together. These plus the full schedules so many of us keep can leave us feeling like our cup is overflowing. So we thought today would be a good day to take a breath, center ourselves, slow down, reflect, chill out. But then the unthinkable happened, and we are reeling, heartsick, suffering by the knowledge of so much suffering. Our impulse is to help. Thich Nhat Hanh tells us that one basic thing we can do to help the world is to be healthy, loving, and peaceful in ourselves. If we're able to practice that in our own lives, he says, we will inspire others. If we're able to practice this in our own hearts and minds, we'll develop the skills we need to share health and love and peace with others. This morning, I invite you to summon all of the love and peace you can find in yourselves and to send that to the people of Newtown. And I mean that literally. In your order of service, you will find this little postcard. It has a picture of two hands holding a candle. If you will, I invite you to write a note of love and peace for the people of Newtown. And then during the offertory, place your cards in the basket. Tomorrow, I will send all of the cards to Sandy Hook Elementary School. And so we'll take a few minutes now for you to compose your message. May these cards be among the reminders for the students and the teachers and the families and the community that they are not alone. They're in our hearts and minds, And for the sake of us all, we are practicing peace. So how do we practice peace? The Cherokee tale tells us that two wolves dwell within each of us. One wolf represents fear, anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other wolf stands for joy, peace, love, hope, sharing, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, friendship, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. The wolf that wins is the wolf that we feed. We practice peace by feeding peace. We practice love by being loving. We practice kindness by being kind. We practice serenity by being serene. We practice all of these things beginning with ourselves. In the week ahead, I encourage you to make some time for practice. Begin by creating space for yourselves. Carve out some time. It doesn't have to be extensive. 10 or 15 minutes will do. Take that time to welcome yourself to yourself. There are many wonderful ways to do this. Consider prayer, journaling, yoga, tai chi, sacred reading, creating art, making music, taking a walk around your neighborhood, or hiking in the woods. Or maybe you would prefer to meditate, with or without candlelight, a poem by John Marsh. If you are going to meditate by candlelight, do not hurry to light the candle. The glow may concentrate your energies, but it will cost you the contours of the room. If you walk the night forest by flashlight, the electric beam may reveal the details on your path, but you will lose everything outside your concentrated ray. All that your light does not expose will become alien. The sounds of animals will frighten you. Shut off the beam, and you will travel the night forest as one who belongs. Let us praise things dark and beautiful. The quiet of closed eyelids, the childhood of chocolate, the respectability of newsprint, the suddenness of a bat's wing, the invitation of brewing coffee, the persistence of tar, the gentleness of nutmeg, the temptation of a cave. If you are going to meditate by candlelight, do not hurry to light the candle. The poem is a reminder that holy light and sacred dark exist because of each other. We need both in balance. Each night this week brings us one night closer to the longest night of the year. And so I invite you in the days to come to bring yourself a little more into balance. Before you kindle the lights of the candle or the Yule log, before you admire the light of the tree, take a few moments to appreciate the dark. This is another way you can invite a little serenity into your life. So we begin with ourselves. That's the first step. The next step is to remember that we are connected to each and to all. We begin with ourselves, and then we turn toward another to share. Choose a loved one or a friend or a stranger. Choose your community or this earth or divinity itself. Turn toward someone outside of yourself and honor the other. Turn to something larger than yourself and honor your connections. Ask yourself what that someone or something needs from you. Chances are, what is needed is not for you to prepare a specific recipe or create a certain kind of party or purchase any particular thing. Chances are what your beloveds most need from you is your attention, your presence, your willingness to share of yourself. you have gifts to share. Like every other person born upon this earth, you have been blessed. How will you share your gifts to help bless the world? It's the kind of question that merits recurring attention, the kind of question we need to come back to from time to time. I encourage you to take some time this week to consider it again for yourself. How will you share your gifts to bless the world? To inspire you in your reflection, a poem from Rebecca Ann Parker. Your gifts, whatever you discover them to be, can be used to bless or curse the world. The mind's power, the strength of hands, the reaches of the heart, the gifts of speaking, listening, imagining, seeing, waiting. Any of these can be used to feed the hungry, to bind up wounds, to welcome the stranger, to praise what is sacred, to do the work of justice, or offer love. Any of these can draw down the prison door, hoard bread, abandon the poor, obscure what is holy, comply with injustice, or withhold love. And so you must answer this question. What will you do with your gifts? Choose to bless the world. The choice to bless the world is more than an act of will, a moving forward into the world with the intention to do good. It's an act of recognition, a confession of surprise, a grateful acknowledgement that in the midst of a broken world, unspeakable beauty, grace, and mystery still abide. There is an embrace of kindness that encompasses all life, even yours. And while there is injustice, anesthetization, or evil, there moves a holy disturbance, a benevolent rage, a revolutionary love, protesting, urging, insisting that which is sacred will not be defiled. Those who bless the world live their lives as a gesture of thanks for this beauty and this rage. The choice to bless the world can take you into solitude, to search for the sources of power and grace, native wisdom, healing, and liberation. More, the choice will draw you into community, the endeavor shared, the heritage passed on, the companionship of struggle, the importance of keeping faith, the life of ritual and of praise, the comfort of human friendship, the company of earth, the chorus of life welcoming you. None of us alone can save the world. Together, that is another possibility waiting. May it be so, and amen. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing stars to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the infinite peace to you. Amen.